Well, getting parcels delivered to the home has been a saving grace for millions of people still in long-term lockdown, but an online delivery crisis is looming. From tomorrow until Tuesday, Australia Post will stop collecting regular parcels from e-commerce retailers in New South Wales, Victoria, and the ACT. Both states and the territory are in lockdown. And as COVID-19 cases climb in coming weeks, there are concerns major retailers simply won't have the ability to get online groceries and other essential items to your front door. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
Harriet McCready runs a Blue Mountains brewery in New South Wales. Locals and tourists used to drop by and pick up their latest offerings, but COVID-19 has seen the business transition to online only.
Now we can it all and send it in the mail to people all over Australia.
She relies on Australia Post to distribute her beer to thirsty customers. But that's not an option this weekend, and it's already hurting sales.
And we release beers on Thursdays, which means it normally goes out over the weekend. So I'm not entirely sure how we're going to cope.
Australia Post says August has been its busiest month on record. Total online demand, according to the Bureau of Statistics, has never been higher, making up a record 12% of all retail sales in July, or $3.7 billion. The Retailers Association's CEO, Paul Zara, says the enormous online demand and the shocks to supply chains as more workers who predominantly live in New South Wales hotspots have to isolate is creating a perfect storm for online deliveries.
But, you know, it comes down to the fact that, you know, we want to make sure that we get products to people safely.
But next week will present another challenge. If, by Monday, an authorised worker from an area of concern in Greater Sydney is not vaccinated with at least one dose and doesn't have a medical exemption, they will not be able to work outside their LGA. The SDA is the union representing retail, fast food and warehouse workers. State Secretary Bernie Smith says across the country on any given day, around 5,000 delivery drivers and warehouse workers are in self-isolation. He warns up to a third of some workforces may be caught out by Monday's deadline.
For some people, they've only had access to the vaccine for a very short period of time, so it's not for want of trying. I know there's lots of appointments becoming available, but some people are having issues with booking systems.
So are we facing a parcel and groceries delivery crisis? A Woolworths spokesperson told us, quote, the Delta outbreak has put a lot of extra pressure on New South Wales grocery supply chains over the past few weeks. We're working hard, the statement says, to meet the increase in demand for home delivery in communities impacted by lockdowns, and will continue to prioritise vulnerable community members through our priority assistance service. Coles Chief Operating Officer Matt Swindles says solving the problems thrown up by COVID-19 is taking up all the group's experience and expertise. He warns in the worst-case scenarios, grocery deliveries can take up to 5 days to arrive. But the company prioritises the delivery of absolutely essential items.
I myself have five kids and the youngest is only 3 months old. I know it all too well. I know what sleepless nights are like, and I know that you don't want to run out of nappies at any time in a 24-hour period. So we do prioritise that stock.
But the stress on those driving the parcels to front doors across the country is clear already, and it's set to get worse. Truckie G.U. Marze says with fewer drivers on the road, his workload's gone through the roof.
And that's the same, you know, when you turn up at someone's door, you don't know if they're sick or not. You know, you could get COVID there. The volume of freight has increased dramatically.
The Retailers Association concedes the entire industry is under enormous strain, and those needing online parcel and grocery deliveries should have a plan B in place.
There's always going to be a risk, but what we're asking people is to make sure that that they do lean on you know, others, their neighbours, etc., to help them through that if they need to visit on their behalf. But each what I do know is that most of the local community have banded together to make sure that nobody goes without, and that's a really important message.
Australian Retailers Association CEO Paul Zara with our business reporter David Taylor.